So let's review. The Gemara cites a brayso tan rabbanan. Zachar lo asa by katan kegadol. Regarding the issue of mishkev zachar, the sheikhim, the one who performed the act, is chayiv only if the nishkev, the passive one, was of minimum age, but not if he was extremely young. However, behema asa by katana kegdaila. Regarding the issue is nus with a behema, the sheikhim is chayiv regardless of the behema's age. The Gemara cites a machlekes in zachar lo asa by katan kegadol. The minimum age of the nishkev, Rav says lo asa bi as pachas me ben tesha shanim ke ben tesha shanim. The sheikhiv is chayiv only if the nishkav was at least 9 years old. But the sheikhiv is pater if the nishkav was younger than 9 years old, because called the isa b'sheikhiv, isa b'nishkav, called the lesser b'sheikhiv, lesser b'nishkav. Only one who can be considered a sheikhiv can also be considered a nishkav. But a boy of less than 9 years cannot be considered a sheikhiv, because pachis miben tesha la bar biyahu. Therefore, he also cannot be considered a nishkav. While Shmuel says, le also be as pachis miben shalashanim ke ben shalashanim. The sheikhiv is chayiv if the nishkav was at least 3 years old. The sheikh is pater if the nishkav was younger than 3 years old, because the pasuk of mishkav zachar states that a zachar le tishkav mishkav isha. The isra's nus with a zachar is compared to his nus with a woman, and the woman's considered rola bia from age 3. The Gemara proceeds with three halachas regarding hara, a partial bia. Hama'ara bezachar chayef. If a male performs a partial bia with another male, he's chayef, because the pasuk states that a zachar le tishkav mishkav isha, and for hara with a forbidden woman, one is chayef. Hama'ara bebehema, chayef. If one performs a partial bia with an animal, he's chayef, because in the pasuk of achais, aviv, achais, imai, the word hara is superfluous. Therefore, tnei inyan lahara de behema. Hama'ara be'atzmai. If a male performs a partial bia with himself, since this would only be possible in mishamish mace, if the gid was soft, therefore it depends on the following machlaikis. According to the opinion of mishamish mace by rai is pater, hacha pater is exempt. While according to the opinion of Mishamish Meis Barai is Chayev, Hachem Chayev Tarti. If it was B'Shegek, he brings two Karbanas Chattas, one as the Sheikhiv and one as the Nishkav. The Gemara returns to that which the previous Mishnah taught. Haba'al Behema, V'isha Mavia as a Behema, B'Skila. If a person had relations with an animal, both the person and the animal are stoned. And the Mishnah asked, Im Ad Chata, Behema Machata. Only the person sinned, but the animal did not sin. If so, why is it stoned? Which the Mishnah gave two reasons. Because the animal was the cause of the person's transgression. If the animal was to remain alive, this would cause embarrassment to the person, as people will point and say, this animal caused so-and-so to be stoned. The Gemara proceeds to discuss whether takala v'kala and be'inan, we need both reasons. The behemoth is killed only if it causes both takala and kalan, or takala afapisha in kalan, or kalan afapisha in takala. One reason is sufficient. The behemoth is killed even if it causes only one, either takala or kalan. Rav Sheshis asks about takala afapish in kalan. What's the halacha if a non-Jew had relations with an animal? In this case, takala ikka kalain leka. There's only takala because a non-Jew is also liable for this avera. But there's no kalan because, as Rashi explains, darkan b'kach ve'im is bayishin. Non-Jews are accustomed to this and are not ashamed of it. Also, the aklan did who leichas rachmana. The Torah was not concerned for a non-Jew's embarrassment. So the question is, takala afapish in kloin? Is the behemoth killed even for takala alone? Or takala v'kloin binan? The behemoth is not killed for takala alone. Rav Nuna asked about kloin afapish in takala. Yisrael habal behemoth b'shegig mahu. What's the halacha if a Jew had relations with an animal unintentionally? In this case, kloin nika takala leka. There's only kloin, the person is embarrassed, but there's no takala because he was only a shegig. So the question is, kloin afapish in takala? Is the behemoth killed even for kloin alone? Or takala, but kolon bina, the behemoth is not killed for kolon alone. Rav Sheshis brings a proof to resolve his question of takala afapish in kolon from the following brisa. Ma ilan nesheinoich lemin chasin be'in marichin amritaira hashche sarif akila, hayul balad and takala yadin. The Torah required that upon entering Eretz Yisrael, the Yidden should destroy all atzei asherah, trees that the Canaan worshipped as avodah zarah, because it caused a takala to the Canaanim, and in this case, takala ikka klein leka. There was only takala through the non-Jew's death, but there is no calling for a non-Jew. Apparently, we say takala af bishen klein. The Gemara, however, challenges this assertion, because if so, hamashtach v'lebehemtei titzer umiktala. If someone bows to his animal as an avodah zarah, the behemoth should be killed and become forbidden in all benefits, even though there is no klein. And as Rashi explains, the halacha implies otherwise. Since the pasuk needed to teach that a behemoth that was worshipped is disqualified for a carbon, this implies that the behemoth is permitted for personal benefits and it does not become asbana. The Gemara therefore makes the following distinction. Atzei asherah, which are non-living things, are destroyed even for takala afapish in klein. But Bali Chaim, the Chos Rachman Elayu, living creatures for whom Hashem has pity, are not killed for Takola Af Pishen Kloin. A Behem is killed only if it causes both Takola the Kloin. Rav Amnuna then brings a proof to resolve his question of Kolin Af Pishen Takola from the following Mishnah in Masechet Yevamos, which teaches that in order for Biyut to be of halachic significance, a girl must be at least 3 years old. For example, a girl of 3 years old can be married through Bia. And she's acquired by the Yavim through Bia. If she's married, another man who performs Bia with her transgresses the Issa of Eshesish. If she's a Nida, one who performs Bia with her becomes Tami. If she's married to a Kohen, she may eat Chuma. If an illegitimate man performs Bia with her, she's disqualified from Kuhuna. If one of those forbidden performs Biya with her, they are killed, but she does not get Misa because La Bas Oinshin, a minor, is not punished until she becomes a Gedoyla. The Gemara says, Echad Mikol Arayis Vafila Behema. This also includes an animal which performed Biya with her. And the Gemara initially assumes that for a Ketana, there's only Kalin but no Takala because she's considered like a Shegig and that she gets no Einish. Nevertheless, the Behema is killed. Apparently, because we say kolain avapisha in takala, the behem is killed even for kolain alone. The Gemara answers, kivin de mezida hi takala name ika. For a katana, there is both kolain and also takala, because if she committed the aver willingly, she's considered like a mezid. However, she's not punished because rechmona hu dechasala. The Torah spared her from misa because she's a katana. Therefore, lo di dachas, a behem alechas. Only she was spared, but the behem was not spared. The Gemara now attempts to resolve these questions from the way the Mishnah words the two reasons. In the Reisha, the Mishnah first says, "Lafi shebala adam takala al yada," which refers to takala only. And in the Sefer, the Mishnah says, "Shleitei behema oiveris b'shuk v'yer mezuhi sheniskal plain al yada." This refers to both kolin and takala, as Rashi explains, "V'yer mezuhi hainu kolin b'sheniskal hainu takala." Now, if takala was already torn in the Sefer, why did the Mishnah need to mention takala again separately in the Reisha? The Gemara says that this resolves one of the two questions, but we cannot determine which one. Either mid the sefer takala v'kala and reisha takala b'loy kalin, the reisha comes to include even a case of takala without kalin, therefore habal behema behema miktal, or mid the sefer takala v'kala and reisha kalin b'loy takala. In the reisha, the word takala means takala is kalin and comes to include even a case of kalin without takala. Therefore, Yisrael habal behema b'shagig behema miktal.